Come and fill me up.
Yeah, God, that is what our heart's desire, and that is what we're made for, is to be with you and just rest in you. Even if we don't recognize that sometimes, if we get distracted by the things that are happening around us, God, I ask that you would open our eyes more and more to see our desperate need of you.
Lord, it's such a comfort and security to know, Lord, that you're with us. You're always with us all the time, and help us to always remember that you are always there.
We were singing that, and even this now, it's so true. We're all here, so we know that there's some teaching going on out in the hallway. And I'm just reminded, we are all like that. We all need to be taught, and we all need to be filled, we all need to be molded and crafted and shaped by our loving Heavenly Father. It's like, I see Him turning our heads, and that's really what's going on. And whether it's through encouragement or teaching or discipline, it's this, God turns our heads and is trying to turn our heads towards Him and to fill us. And this place of, too, like, He is enough, and to show us He is enough, to show us that He is the spring of living water, that He just is abundant. And I know, Lord God, I pray that as we worship, and You are worthy of our worship, but I pray that as we worship, Lord God, that our hearts would be convinced, oh God, that the very depths of our being would be convinced of the things that we sing, and that we would be teachable and moldable. Lord, that we would fix our eyes on you and see. And Lord, forgive us for when we don't think you're enough. And I know that we would never say that. We would never let it cross our lips. But oh God, I see stuff like that still in me. That doubts, and that I pray that we would be convinced. We praise you, Lord God.
I know, right along with that, I was like feeling that God was saying, I'm for you, I'm for you. So all these things, right? Like, I'm for you. Thank you.
closer than you know?
Just kind of all that, we were talking about the drought there's dry times, but this is still true. That's what kind of struck me. Like there are times where he feels far away, or we're waiting for something. But I think this is like him being closer than we know is something that will always be true. Like even when we think we're really close to him, he's actually even closer than that yet. Like it's just.
Temper this storm, and the faith was small. I prayed while you slept, and the night waves wore. I stood by the fire. Drank of the wine that was made of mine. Don't turn your eyes from me. Thank you.
Praise you, God.
The one that really matters?
Confirm or affirm. This morning, this song came to me, and I just thought, oh, I wonder whether I should call Craig. And I thought, no, Lord, if you want it to be done, it'll be done. So I just thank God to be done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Taranakanara, 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 Taranakanara.
Says there, I don't know where it's. I really, my own soul or that, but the I was hearing the word Canada, like Canada, and just then I can't tell whether it's my mind or my spirit where like the meaning, or at least some think the meaning, the original meaning was village, and then I just got this picture of this small like village, but it was walled and. It's safe, and God saying, "Come, come into my village." Come into
it. I was hearing company.
Okay. Similar, but it was, I just see sparkling water in Canada, the abundance of life-giving that we have.
I saw a lot of different kinds of people's hair, actually. So, like all different colors and different, like straight and wavy and curly. And I know personally it's very hard to French braid the curly hair, but I saw it all going into a beautiful braid that it just looked beautiful and amazing.
Mary and I had the opportunity yesterday again to just walk in Niagara in the evening, and one of the things that like, we kind of prayed about later is just as we walk, just that the fragrance and the breath and the living water, like that kind of living water, would just wherever we would walk, it would just flow, you know, and yeah, and that just came to me now.
I surrendered. It's a hill song.
Is there a name, another name?
Nat Crocker. There are a lot of nice names.
Isn't that his first person name?
That, yeah, top one there.
I want to know you. I want to know you.
surrender. And I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more.
Emotions.
So, it just came to me, and I thought, it's anybody, God processes things really fast. I mean, he's fine with that. He's got to play catch up. I'm just, Lord laying on our heart to have communion together. And so then, went up and bought the stuff, and then seeing if we can have it after the sermon, before the sermon, and just now even, I think we're supposed to have it now, and then sing this after.
Last time we had communion, I don't know if we did it before this song, or after.
I think it was very good.
I also didn't realize that communion stuff was there until you started talking about it, so.
just after that last song, but I surrender. I don't know, just it's in my heart. I want to be careful because I don't want to rush to anything, but again, that's the Lord speaking. So, and actually, I want to encourage everyone to partake. This is just of the Lord, so.
Lord God, I just thank you for everything that you've done for us. I'm just overwhelmed thinking about your beautiful grace and I just come to you with everything and I just pray that we continue to just surrender ourselves to you and thank you for the cross and thank you for being the way, the truth and the
I just encourage them, come and partake. And I just believe the message is twofold, that yes, the complete work and the sacrifice that Jesus chose and walked out, what he won, and the victory. And we celebrate that. And the way we celebrate that is not just by eating and drinking, but it's also then by surrendering. And you know, when we sing a song like Oceans Called Me Out Upon the Waters, it seems so romantic. But it's a place of the unknown sometimes. It's a place of absolute trust. It's a place of, like, it's walking out the cross. It's carrying that cross and following Jesus. God, I would encourage coming and partaking in that.
Really came across was like that, yes, Lord, I know that you were on the cross for me and you've done all this for us. And it's like what we were just talking about, but now I have to also make that choice to take up my cross wherever you've called me. And so I just want to say yes, Lord, wherever you've called me.
Thank you. Thank you.
My deliverer, Matt Mayer. I haven't played this one in a while. Cancer just saying she's been meaning to bring it up, which is apparently most of the songs that we've sung this morning.
Reinhardt and Bear Reinhardt.
bring me joy and never sing. Sing I'm on the melody was hard to sing along. God's imagining singing my threat to dust and bone.